Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here, your thoughts on the Jimbo Nick Saban snit that's going on?
I mean, obviously, to me, it's not going to move a betting market. But as a college football fan, I mean, who doesn't like a drama like that? I mean, it's something. I mean, you don't get to see, especially on Jimbo's behalf, you don't see coaches be that candid in public. I guess there's no honor amongst thieves because I'm sure. I know he came out and said it, but I mean, I can use past experience from Florida State that Jimbo doesn't necessarily organize a really clean ship. So I don't know. I think a couple guys pointing at fingers that probably shouldn't have been. So, look, Nick Saban's probably frustrated because anytime somebody really beats him up badly, I mean, not only on the field, but in recruiting, he's not going to stand for that. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I do think it's, I mean, just look at the numbers, folks. In a total of 4 years under Jimbo, they signed a total of 5 five-stars. Total, combined in 4 classes. And then, NIL happens, they sign 8. Something happened. So I don't know what it is. I'm sure, it was a collective, and they're very much more organized than everybody else, but a lot of people got paid. So I kind of agree. I agree and disagree with both guys, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Something you mentioned about it not moving the market, which obviously makes sense, and they don't play till October 8th, but could something said in a press conference move a market? Have you ever seen anything similar change a number for a game?
Nah, it shouldn't. I mean, the only thing in a press conference that should move a number is, somebody coming out and reporting an injury that wasn't priced into the market. That would be it. Nothing should. Maybe someone announcing like their retirement, hey, this is going to be my last game. Maybe that's worth a half point or something. That could be the only thing I could think of, Bill.
Yeah, that's a good point. So locker room material doesn't change the number.
Here's what it does change. Bro.
Change the motivation.
It'll change. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say maybe change the motivation, though.
Yeah, change the motivation. Right? Change my motivation and willingness to bet again. I could tell you this. I mean, both teams are going to be really motivated. I think Saban, if he has the opportunity to put it on Texas A&M, and look, the number 16, 16 and a half, I made it 17. I have no doubts that if he's up 10 late in the game and if it's a situation where maybe he can run out the clock or maybe not, he's putting it in the end zone. So that has changed, at least in the last week.
So if you could bet the game today, it'd be around 16 and a half?
Yeah, 16 and a half Alabama favorite. Sounds like a lot, but Really, it's not. I mean, I bet A&M over their season win total, so I'm pretty high on the Aggies this year. I mean, I got them in my top six in my power ratings. So it's not like I'm really down on A&M. Why, you know, because I have Alabama favored by 17 in the game. I just think Alabama's that much better than everybody else this season.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. We finally get some closure from social media. I guess Twitter yesterday. Jordan Addison did indeed decide on Southern Cal.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a good question. Shouldn't really impact the market, but I can tell you this, it is, though. I mean, people are really buying into Lincoln Riley and everything that he's brought in via the transfer portal. I mean, I've seen places hang USC season win total at 9.5. They're being priced. I mean, maybe that doesn't sound like that much, but, I mean, I'll give you an example of teams that have a higher season win total than that. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia right now. That's the only teams that have a higher season win total than 9.5. So, I mean, USC is being priced like a clear top 10 team, borderline top 5 team. I mean, I saw the ESPN article bump them up to number 4 in the country. I mean, I'm not buying it. I'm selling, Bill. And look, I'm not somebody's just going to come on here and, you know, say that, oh, I'm selling this and that. I put money behind it. I mean, I bet USC under 9.5 wins. I bet Utah plus 3 against USC already. And I'll probably talk myself into some other bets. So I thought wide receiver position, it was probably their strongest position coming out of spring, at least as far as depth and overall talent. So, yeah, I mean, getting another really good starter helps. But, I mean, what would have moved the needle a little bit for me, Bill, is if they would have got a guy of similar talent on the defensive line, front seven on defense, or you know, a tackle on offense on the offensive line, then that would have moved the market a little bit for me, not a wide receiver.
You bring up a good point. When everybody's dancing in the streets, particularly a program that's been choppy and down for a while, Southern Cal, that's maybe the time to short them. If good point, because all the news, Lincoln Riley's there, we're going to score all these points, just got Jordan Addison, Caleb Williams is here, Mario Williams is here. It's just going to be the funnest time we've ever had. That's about the time to short them, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, to put in perspective, I know, I mean, this is how people look at season win totals. I mean, they're favored, they'll win. They're favored, they'll win. I got to get USC to, like, number 4 in my power ratings to get to a season win total of 9.5. 4 in my power ratings. I mean, I think clearly they're a top 25 team. I mean, you could sell me that they're a top 15, top 10, borderline top 10 team. They're starters, but there's not a lot of quality depth there. And I just think people are overreacting to a lot of skill position talent. And, look, you should get excited. I mean, I thought they looked good in the spring game throwing the football around, but I'm also realistic, and I didn't see a lot of playmakers on defense. And, you know, I question the depth, though, the quality depth on the offensive line. SC might beat me. I might lose that bet, Bill, if SC stays injury-free at every position this year. That's a scenario where I lose my bet. I think if they have any injury issue whatsoever at any position, I'm not even talking the obvious quarterback. I'm just talking any position on the team, just a guy or two gets banged up for a while. They're in trouble. And I know the Pac-12 stinks, but, USC stunk last year. So, I mean, there's 70 new players on the roster compared to last year. I mean, they've improved the talent level, but not to the point where, you know, people are priced in the top 5 in the country. It's going to end up being my biggest position by the end of the summer, I'm guessing.
I might have seen this from one of your tweets. But Southern Cal right now, if you bet the Southern Cal-Notre Dame game, which is way towards the end of the schedule, right? Southern Cal would be favored by about 2.5 right now, correct?
Yeah, you're right on that. They're favored over the Irish. So that tells you 2.5. So that basically says that they're on a neutral field, it's about, you know, even. And Notre Dame is priced as a top 10 team. So that tells you the market right now, not only in the season win total and the game of the year lines, but also the futures market. If you just look at the shortest odds to win the title, I mean, all of them have USC clear-cut top 10 team. And again, I do not think that's the case, Bill. It isn't. I mean, they're really buying this SC. I mean, it should be exciting for the guys on the West Coast, but I still think, you know, Lincoln Riley needs at least another year to get that thing rocking and rolling.
Pac-12 announces with the NCAA saying you don't have to have divisions to have a championship game, that we're going to keep divisions one more year, North and South, but we're not going to use those necessarily to determine the championship game of the league. We're going to use winning percentage. And I saw where Bruce Feldman tweeted, if we had that rule previously, 5 of the last 11 Pac-12 championship games would not be the same matchup that were produced. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so immediately I was thinking, you know, how does this change? Because, I mean, that's drastic. I think this is, I just talked negatively about USC, probably helps them in this case, because I think Utah is better than them. So I think it increases USC's chances of getting to the Pac-12 championship this year. Obviously, the other team I think they'll be battling would be a team out of the North in Oregon. Because I like Utah to beat USC in that Pac-12 South showdown, Utah to me is better this season, and the game's at home. I mean, now USC can lose that game and not worry about tiebreakers and whatnot. They win a lot of their other games and they'll be fine. So that was a positive news for USC, at least their chances, in my opinion, getting to the Pac-12 title game.
Larry in North Carolina, just regarding name, image, likeness, he says, can we just go back to McDonald's bags and the spontaneous opening of Emory Air Freight packages? The Emory Air Freight, just for people, is the Kentucky Chris Mills 1988-ish incident that a package sent to him with $1,000 in it mysteriously on a conveyor belt opens up revealing the money. And that's how some L.A., it wasn't the L.A. Times, but that's how one of the L.A. newspapers that's now defunct got this story and it became national news. The days when you could really get news out of Tennessee supposedly using McDonald's bags to put cash in, it's not even entertaining anymore, is it? It's not even
no,
a story.
Yeah, I mean, some instances you almost smile at that, the good old days in that regard, where you had to get creative on how to pay the players. I mean, I'm okay paying the players, obviously. It's just, I'm all about markets, so for everyone complaining and whatnot, let the market mature. They'll figure it out. Again, I've said this. I mean, let a couple of these players that are getting, you know, seven figures, let a couple of them be bust and see how willing the boosters are to keep ponying up seven-figure type NIL deals for players that aren't necessarily a good thing. So, a sure thing, I should say. So, we'll see what happens in 3-4 years from now.
More Brad as we continue on this Friday edition. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still busy, 24, trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area and all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Still just typical right now, if you want to call it that, on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. 24 has been in pretty good shape so far coming through the Jolton area. And watch your speedometer on I-40 coming in from Hickman County through parts of Dixon County, Briley Parkway, McGavick Pike. It looked like that wreck was still at the intersection. Princess Hot Chicken now hiring in both locations. If you haven't been there in a while, check out that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
These days, it's getting harder and harder to find savings. But you may have more cash than you realize in your home's equity. Unlock it today with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could get all that cash in as little as 3 weeks. Put your hard-earned money to work. Pay down high-interest debt and combine your balances into one simple, low monthly payment. Now is your perfect opportunity to take control of your financial future. So what are you waiting for? When you want to consolidate debt and simplify your finances, Rocket can. Call 8338-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzy, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 92. Mostly clear tonight, low around 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Use the hashtag AskBP if you have any handicapping questions on social media. Brad, the NCAA also announced that the number of scholarships, 85, is not going to change. And that number has been in place for many, many, many years. But the limit of 25 a year will change. You can now not have a cap per year on the number of scholarships you can issue, as long as you don't exceed the total, which is 85. So let's say you inherited a program, Brad, that is just bludgeoned because of transfer portal or attrition, what have you, and you're down 35 scholarships. You can fill all those up now.
Yeah, so what is that? I mean, the impact there is obviously first-year coaches. And I think we're already seeing it this year, even though the rule's not in place this year. But with the combination of what you were able to sign via transfer portal and high school, I mean, you know, you and there's, you know, a little bit of bylaw where you can simply cut by coach's decision, you know, up to, I think, 10 or 12 players in your first year on the job. I think it's certainly, and the markets reflect that, you know, USC isn't as big of a rebuild as what it would have been in past years. I mean, any time 5 years plus into the past. I mean, I still think they're overpriced, but no one is putting USC in their top 10. I mean, it would have been a multiple-year rebuild for Lincoln Riley, and now I think you can obviously win immediately and turn over almost an entire roster immediately.
Who was a bigger surprise a year ago, Baylor or Michigan State?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. For me personally, probably Baylor. I did bet Michigan State over. I was probably a little higher on the market than you know, at least coming into it. I didn't see Baylor coming. I thought they'd be improved. I thought they were probably a bowl caliber team. I remember I bet them in the opener against Texas State. They were laying a really good number, like, you know, under two touchdowns. They couldn't cover it. I mean, at the end of the season, that line would have been like 35. I laid like 10 or whatever, and week one couldn't get to the window. I do remember that. So I was buying both teams early, but certainly I didn't see Baylor going from, what, two wins in 2020 to, you know, winning the Sugar Bowl. I mean, I guess you could say the same thing. Michigan State only won two games in a condensed schedule for the Big Ten in 2020, and they won a major bowl game. So, I mean, kudos to both. I think both weren't flukes. I like both teams this year. I think they're both top 20 caliber teams again this season.
So you like the sustainability. A lot of times something like that will happen, and it'll be a spike up, but then it relegates back to where it's been historically. You're saying this can be, maybe not win the league, but this can be sustained, this success.
Yeah, another good point. Usually when I see a team improve 8-9 wins in a given season, I want to sell the next season. That's not necessarily the case. Now, do I think either team replicates what they did a year ago, winning having double digit wins and, you know, being a part of the conference championship? I mean, they'll be in the mix, but I don't expect repeats from either one. I think Baylor is more likely to repeat in the Big 12, but I like both coaches. I like how they went about their business last year. I think both are here to stay as far as being contenders in their conferences moving forward.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Considering how deep the SEC is, particularly the West, somebody could argue the East, Vanderbilt's still a free lunch, but the West, is there any team in the SEC that could surprise this year?
Oh, good. Another good question. I mean, I think people would be surprised that I have Tennessee in my top 15 on a Vegas power rating. I think a lot of people would be surprised to see that, considering, you know, what Tennessee as a program has been, you know, for the most part of the last, you know, 10-plus seasons. That would be a team. I bet over their season win total. I thought 7 was ridiculously low. I bet also Arkansas was a team that I think people need to be respect a little bit more. I know they only have 10 returning starters, but they have the same head coach, same OC, same DC, and Jefferson back at quarterback. So I bet Arkansas over 6.5 wins. Those would be the two teams that I'm a little higher on, at least in the early season markets.
And they've gotten a little bit of good news in the transfer portal. Not that that's new, but Jaden Hazelwood, who was a former five-star receiver out of Georgia, went out there to Oklahoma. Injuries, inconsistency. Maybe he blossoms for Arkansas at wide receiver.
Yeah, they needed another guy. I mean, obviously losing a guy like Treylon Burks, opens a massive hole. And you know, I thought they looked okay in the spring game. I mean, it was a tough look because they got rained out and they had to go indoors for it. But you know, certainly getting another weapon on the perimeter is going to help them. I think, you know, everyone wants to talk skill position as far as transfers. I'll tell you one nationally that probably should get more attention. It's on the defensive side of the ball. Sanders from Alabama, a linebacker for Arkansas. I think, yeah. And I tweeted this, I think he could be an All-American this year, especially in Barry Odom's system that's very linebacker-friendly. That is a guy there, Drew Sanders, you know, 6'5". You don't see a lot of white linebackers with his type of build and his type of movement. He's kind of like a unicorn in that regard, a former five-star from Alabama. Again, keep an eye on him. He stood out. I mean, not just on Arkansas. He stood out on all 59 spring games that I watched. So, I mean, he could be one of the better players on the defense side of the ball in the entire country.
Hawkeye Jason, ask Brad about Nebraska, the power ranking, the win total, etc.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously an intriguing team. A team that only won 3 games a year ago, but, I mean, from a power ratings aspect, I mean, probably we're the – this is tongue-in-cheek, but probably – I mean, literally, we're probably the best 3-9 team in the history of college football. I mean, because I had them still in my top 40 as far as a power rating. And I still think that's the case this year. But, I mean, what's going to improve massively is the record, or it should. We've been saying this, I feel like, for 5 years now with Scott Frost. But I expect, and the season win total for Nebraska is like 7, 7.5. That's exactly where I have it priced. So they need to be in a bowl game, to say the least. And I actually think they need to be safely in a bowl game for Scott Frost to be back next season.
Yeah, well, you answered it. My next question would be, is I know he's family, so that counts for something, but this year you're saying is truly make it or break it for him.
Oh, it has to be. And again, I don't think 6-6 is good enough. I mean, if I'm Nebraska, I mean, I can't believe you're saying this, because forever, you know, for my childhood, 7-5 would have been a dumpster fire. I think at least 7-5, if not 8-4, they got an opportunity to easily be 3-0 before welcoming Oklahoma, and they were competitive at Oklahoma last season. So I think a lot of people were surprised they're a double digit favorite against Northwestern in that Week 0 game in Ireland. But I mean, that's about where I have it as far as the power ratings. So, and one of their wins last year was 56-7 over Nebraska, Northwestern. So I think that's one where the public's going to be on the underdog with Northwestern, but I'm not. I can tell you that.
You know what's interesting, Brad? And this is before Oklahoma, Texas last summer, that announcement about joining the SEC, or the Big 12 adding BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston, and all these other ones that have happened. Back the summer of 2010, when Oklahoma and Texas, along with A&M and Oklahoma State, but led by Texas and Oklahoma, were going to go west. And there were a few days where it looked like it was happening. It was that serious and had everybody on the edge of their seats. Anyways, shortly thereafter, when that became a no-go, Nebraska left for the Big Ten, Colorado left for the Pac-12. All those things happened. But I remember saying there's two angles to this. One is the money. Obviously, you're better off getting the Big Ten check than the Big 12 check if you're Nebraska. Now, Nebraska left for many reasons. Number one, their hatred for Texas. But, again, the money's way better. So you've got two different angles. You've got the money, which is very important. But then you have on-field performance. And you would think that one would predict the other. And in a lot of these expansion moves, the on-the-field performance has not followed the money. Is that not interesting?
You're exactly right. That we preach, and there's even shows in Vegas about following the money. But
right.
In this instance, Nebraska is better financially, but not better, obviously, on the field. I think people forget that. I mean, they were super competitive in their last few seasons of the Big 12. I mean, they probably, you know, are second away from beating Texas in 2009 for the Big 12 championship.
Right. I know. It's you would think one would equal the other. And, again, the bank account's happier, but the on-the-field presentation is not happier. And it'd be interesting, Brad. I don't know if I've seen anybody do an article on that. If they took the last, let's say, 2010 to now, and they took all the teams expanding, West Virginia way on the East Coast is in the Big 12, Colorado now in the Pac-12, Nebraska Big 10, so on and so forth, and showed us what their on-the-field percentages look like compared to prior, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, and for a majority of them, obviously worse. And I think at least half of them, if you laid that in front of them, hey, this is what's going to happen to you on the field. I mean, this is what's going to happen to you financially. This is what's going to happen to you on the field. You got to make a decision now. I mean, this is putting forth before they're making that decision. I mean, if we could get in a time machine, I would argue that maybe half of them don't make the move when looking at it.
Now, here's one that's interesting. Missouri makes the move. And Gary Pinkel wins the SEC East twice pretty quickly. How about that?
Yep.
That one, and obviously there's a hell of a lot more money with your SEC conference relationship. Now, Missouri since then, we could argue, has been kind of choppy, if not average, to mediocre. But at least initially, They shocked the heck out of everybody. They won the SEC East with Georgia. Now, Georgia and Florida weren't quite right when they were doing it, but they still did it.
Yeah, that was stunning that they came in and won immediately. But obviously, that's turned around a little bit here in the last, you know, 6-7 years.
Do you have any faith on the future of Missouri football with Eli Drinkwitz?
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, they just signed arguably their best recruiting class in history. You know, a five-star wide receiver, elite talent. I mean, high five-star player in Burden at wide receiver. So I'm not sure that they're going to make the move this year. Their season win total is 5, and I didn't run the bet over, I can tell you that. So might be another tough look this year, but I think he absolutely has to make the move next season when you bring in a class like that.
Quarterback play is inconsistent. It's
yep.
been messy. And I tell you, and Ole Miss turned around their defense. Remember that defense from 2 years ago at Ole Miss was just god-awful. And then they really made a remarkable turnaround. I think the Missouri defense last year was as bad as that Ole Miss defense. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They were really bad on the defense of the ball. I mean, they were gashed in the run game. I mean, it was not a good look whatsoever. I mean, I think they'll be better, but I didn't see a lot of, on the defensive side of the ball, I didn't see a lot of dudes. There's maybe one or two dudes that I circled after watching. They had a really early spring game, and Eli needs to sign a nut back-to-back classes for Missouri to get back in the mix on that side of the ball.
Brad, we'll let you out the door, sir. Tell everybody how they can get their hands on all your content.
Yep, so right now, bradbauersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. I will say by the time we talk by next week, I will have a lot more football info as far as my newsletter is concerned. We'll have a draft recap. We'll have season win total bets in the NFL and college football. Week 1 is up. Right now in college football, you can bet every single week 0 on week 1 game. If you want to see everything that I've bet so far, that issue comes out next Wednesday. And it's not getting posted free for everybody to see this season. The only way you're going to see it is if you're signed up for the season. You're going to go to bradpowersports.com, sign up for that Powers Picks newsletter by clicking on the Bill King tab.
Good stuff, Brad. We'll see you next week, sir.
Hey, take care, Bill.
Brad Powers, Brad Power Sports, every Friday with us here on the show. And he's outstanding. Good guesting, man. Good guesting. And even though the Cosby Cattleman is not a scheduled guest, it's kind of sounds like it, right? How do you call a show for almost 30 years and keep it fresh? Keep it entertaining. How does a person do that? He doesn't. Think about how hard that would be to do. Now, if you just spout the same thing every time, that'd be different. But keeping it fresh and funny. That's the Cosby Cow. Market's up about 200 there for a brief moment. It's down around 110 right now. Is it heading red again? A lot of expirations today, too, in the market. We'll see what happens. Omni Nashville will do.
Good morning. I'm still looking at this crash out here being cleared. It's got traffic a little bit slower than normal on 24 westbound, trying to get past Hickory Hollow Parkway. You just got all this traffic pushing through here from Rutherford County. Again, that's on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. This is busy. We would expect 65 there at Trinity Lane coming southbound. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Six-Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, just click on job application, fill out the form, and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred, and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. Come join the Six-Man Mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with Six-Man Movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com and click on job applications, or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's Six-Man Movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with Six-Man Movers.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Summer is here, so let's kickstart it together at Lowe's. Shop our Memorial Day savings, where you'll find everything you need under the sun. Protect your soil with a bag of our premium color mulch at a new low price of $2.98. Keep your yard in summer shape and save $20 with your choice of Craftsman blower or trimmer. Was $119, now just $99. The savings are heating up this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 519 through 525. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Michael Jordan is a winner in NASCAR racing by way of his driver, Kurt Busch, and the number 45 car winning at Kansas this past weekend. Up next is all-star action from Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kurt does.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
FanDuel. NBA playoffs heating up. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat, same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 and free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you're going to get paid faster than a fast break. Hey, are you new to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code BKING to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's the promo code BKING. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older to play and present in the state of Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Good partners of ours here on the show, FanDuel. Noel Kev. Wonder why Jimbo didn't tell us some of the things Nick does. Is he afraid he might admit he did some things that are and were illegal? Yeah, he threw that out there. Like, you want to check on this guy who thinks he's God? Yeah, do a little homework there and see what you come up with. Think this guy is a deity? Why don't you go over there and dig around a little bit? That's what Jimbo said. I don't know, man. He's the closest thing we have to a deity as a college football coach, whether you like him or not. Jeff, too, anybody wanting to jump on the long shot early for the Preakness tomorrow, they need to bet Fenwick, who is currently 50-1 in many markets. And some of you took, what was it, Rich Strike? What was the name of that horse? That was 80-1. And I was talking about Canyonero back in the early 70s, being 100-1. And I didn't bet. Wish I would have. Obviously, in hindsight, I wished I would have. Coach's Hot Seat says, Bill, Brad's saying Southern Cal under the 9.5 win total. And he says he thinks 9 wins minimum. He says at Utah is a question. At UCLA. At Oregon State, maybe. He says they're going to blow out Notre Dame in the LA Coliseum. He says Notre Dame gets maybe 7 wins in 2022. Notre Dame offensively has an identity to claim. That's their issue. What is the makeup? Now, we know their personnel, and they've got, I think, what could be a really good offensive line. Struggled some last year, but I think the pieces this year, that could be a strength. Remember, Harry Hiestand is back, too, which is good. Notre Dame was poorly coached last year on the offensive line and at wide receiver in particular. Poorly coached. Going to be much better there as far as the coaching is concerned. Now at receiver, they're pretty thin. And the veterans they have coming back have really not proven much at all. So you can't get too excited about that. Michael Mayer at tight end, he's an All-American. They're in really good shape at running back. That's not a problem. Quarterback is very scary, and I don't mean scary good. I mean scary like, oh, my God. Tyler Buckner's got to stay healthy, and again, he is so raw. Even if he is healthy, he is very raw. He's basically got 1 year of quarterbacking under his belt in high school. Obviously, his senior year, they didn't even play because of Cali's woke rules, COVID. Played some as a true freshman for Notre Dame a year ago. Did. Got some quality reps in there. Had really good moments and then had freshman moments that are going to happen. And he's injury prone. He also had a significant knee injury in high school. Last year he limped around a bunch too. Missed the spring game because he tripped going down some stairs. Can't make that up. Drew Pine is the epitome of average at best. The next quarterback is a freshman. They are in big trouble with quarterback injuries. I mean monster trouble. Now, they're better than 7 wins, but some things go bad for you. Maybe you don't get to it. Yeah, maybe you don't get to win all the games you're supposed to win. Other than the opener with Ohio State, which they're going to be a significant underdog. What did they say? -13.5 right now? I believe that's the number, unless it's changed. Market a little choppy. Again, a lot of expirations today. Big expiration day. But it was up around 240, came down around 150. Now it's around 160. In the green now. It's in the green. Boy, Wednesday was a brutal bloodletting. Yeah, Elon's still fighting with Twitter. It's that thing's not getting solved anytime soon. Elon's trying to get this for a cheaper price. Twitter saying, no, we're going to sell it to you for that 54 you offered. It's not worth half that, by the way. Why don't they want the number of bots discovered? What do they hide there with that? I'm wondering. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking at this crash out here being cleared. It's got traffic a little bit slower than normal on 24 westbound, trying to get past Hickory Hollow Parkway. You just got all this traffic pushing through here from Rutherford County. Again, that's on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. This is busy. We would expect 65 there at Trinity Lane coming southbound. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Bill King Show the first Friday of every month as he broadcasts live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Bill King Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Bill King Show, live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 92. Mostly clear tonight, low around 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Pat, two things. Can you send me the Cosby Cattleman clip you're playing? Yeah, just send it. You can send it by email or whatever. Yeah, just send me that link. And then do you have it handy where you can play it again for everybody? All right. Yeah, I want that from my archives. Now again, I'm not saying Jimbo doesn't have some points here. I'm just laughing at what Cosby Cattleman said. That's what I'm doing. Market's around 150 right now, early on a Friday. We're just barely underway. Just a couple of minutes underway today. In the marketplace. Yeah, I want to play that. I want to, that mark the tape moment we had to pull. Yeah, we had to mark the tape on that one. And, all right, hit it and, again, send it to me. I've got somebody who's sent me a message wants it, so hit it right here.
Hell, we all know these dudes are getting paid. What's your Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better-looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down in downtown Nashville over by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wife's out screwing players. That guy's a bum.
Now, the Aggies, look, Aggie fans, that's just funny. Regardless of who it was about, that's just funny. I'm not anti-Jimbo. Like I told you, I'm just going to repeat that. I'll give you the cliff notes. Jimbo takes over the job at Florida State. They open up with Oklahoma. And I'm telling everybody, this is going to be a really ugly game. Florida State's not ready yet. Jimbo's got to really rebuild this thing, which he did. He got a natty. A couple of years later, he's winning a natty. And Jimbo was scheduled for the Monday after that game to be on the show. That's when we did the coaches thing. We put coaches on a lot, which we don't do that anymore. And Florida State is destroyed in this game. Exactly what I thought would happen. This game is over in the first quarter. And I'm thinking, okay, there are a lot of coaches out here who are going to cancel on me. After that weekend, their panties are going to be all in a wad. They're going to have diaper rash. They're not going to be in the mood. And they're going to cancel on me. Jimbo was right there, probably 2 or 3 minutes early, on the phone, ready to go. I'm just telling you, folks, that's not the way that lots of coaches after that, they're going to be all uptight, not in the mood, and the hell with the media, and I'm not going to do it. That happens. No, it happens. And he was right there and absolutely acknowledged the demolition that we just witnessed and said, I got to do better. We got to do better. And he did. No. Jimbo built that thing to a natty and then a playoff performance after that. So I'm not all anti-Jimbo here. Now, I'm just saying the Cosby Cattleman is absolutely amazing. Allen and Tampa, Bill, I was at that game. I'm sure you were. Don't question. If Allen says he was there, I can promise you he was there. Kirkland down in Georgia talking about Jimbo not taking the call from Nick yesterday. Hey, I'm assuming remorseful Nicky. Maybe it wasn't a remorseful Nicky. I don't know. I think it was an apologetic Nicky. But Jimbo says, no, I didn't take the call. Kirkland, Bill, did Jimbo take the call from the NCAA? No, but they probably both took a call from the SEC office because the SEC has reprimanded both of them. Now, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. But there are rules that say, in the name of sportsmanship, don't be talking about this stuff. Oh, Ole Miss Evie sent me something. Was it Ole Miss? I think it was. It was Clay on Twitter. Baby Kiff scheduled to go on a national show today, but the SEC has told every coach in the league. The SEC apparently has sent out a memo this morning or late yesterday, that says to every coach in the league, do not join this conversation. Do not go public with your opinion on the Jimbo versus Nicky snit. Don't do it. So if Lane goes on some national show, maybe Dan Patrick, he's not allowed. Now, does that mean Baby Kiff doesn't give a damn and we'll talk about it anyways? Now, Baby Kiff is one of those that absolutely could do that, which makes it even funnier. Yeah, makes it even funnier. Oh, this is it. Let me link this real quick. Copy. Yeah. And we're about to wrap it up anyways. That was, I tell you what, every every time you head in to do a show, me, I'm not really heading in. I'm at the Wilco kiosk. But every show is fun, right? I mean, every show that I do, I get so much pleasure out of it. And then some shows, you know, you have content that's going to be fun, but you're not quite sure how you're going to navigate it. You know you're going to navigate it, but you're just not sure how you're going to wind your way through it. Today was beautiful. Today was stupendous. Today was gorgeous. That's why I don't like Fridays as much, because it means we can't get back till Monday. I don't like getting to Friday so fast. I do like the fact that I have a bunch of baseball to watch and maybe some Triple D. And my Facebook is back. Not that I really care, but I'm promoting it, right? So I guess I do care somewhat. Facebook, under the name Billy King. And just search Franklin, because apparently there are a few. Including my son has the same name. But he's in Louisville. At Pat underscore Cook. At Billy's King. At Cosby Cattleman. Just pray for my boy. He's working hard right now. My boy Elon is working really hard. Pray for him. Don't short him right now. Don't do it. The day was too good to pull that stunt. Lodge Bob.